Good evening.
Good evening, Hanok.
Is that you, Jasmine?
Yes, man, yes.
I didn't recognize the voice till just now. And there's the typical users are involved with a funeral for Judith's husband who passed away last week.
Who?
So I'm not sure if we'll have two tonight or not, but we'll wait. We'll see.
Who passed away?
Hannah.
Good evening, Hannah.
Hello, good evening.
So please join me in saying the Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir, Tzerura, Arfet Gimel Yud Kaf Tzadi. Kaverimat, Amchasad Benu, Taharenu, Nora, Kufre Shayans in Tetdut. Excuse me. Nagibor, Dorshechudha, Kivavai, Shamren, Nungimogawad, Yudkashim. Barachim Tacharim, Rachame Sikatha, Abid, Gamlem, Petet Resh, Saditat Gimel, Chasim Kadosh, Berov Tucha, Nael, Adata. Ket kuf bet ket nunayim. Yachid geir lamcha p'nei zokre kedushata. Yud gimel lamed hei zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushma tziakatenu yodea talumot. Shin Kufav, Tzadi Yutav. Now that we've brought the energy of creation into our space, we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Lechanun, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed Ve'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Nosea Avon Wafesha, Lechata'a Ve'nakei. We're now going to connect to the year 5778 and its energy of its time to bow so that we can walk with Hashem. The verse, there are two verses that connect to this energy. The first verse we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon, Vayitchal Vayavo, Hamelech Liroto, Vayomer Amnon, El Hamelech Tavo, Natamar, Aho ti ut leor bev. Vene shete levivot. Re miada. The second verse that has the same energy is Psalm chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Chet. The letters of the name of the year are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha v'avoni lo kisiti amarti ode ale v'shai ladonai yohe wahe. Ve'ata nasata avon chatati sela. The year 5777, which has the energy of the goat connecting us to many energies, many essences, one of which is Yom Kippur. And there are also two verses in this that connect us to this year as well. The first verse that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katsipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into tzatzki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, we have dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse is from Joshua, chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion, and the energy of those letters, the name of the year, is separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai, Yohei Eloheichem Tadibaku, Kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, also has two verses that connect to this energy. The first is the first verse we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34.
Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehashit et kol ha'olot vayehaskum achechem ha'levim. Ad gelot hamlacha yad yitkachu hakohanim ki halevim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me hakohanim.
The second, well, this verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of these 25 words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God.
Adonai Yohei Wahei Lalahei Wawawa Yola Yo Alame Hei Aka A Rekaha.
The second verse that connects to this energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4.
Bidhu ba Adonai Yohei Wahei Adead Kibia Yohei Adonai Yohei Wahei Tzur Olamim.
The year 5775, the year of swallowing death forever, has three verses from the Tanakh. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kamalo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavo iyam. Asher yitchabe sham ushabtem elai el nachon. Wehalati itchem wechayayim yeshno. Vaaretz v'hipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. The third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomu ayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. The verse that we study, the one verse that in the Tanakh with this energy, is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakan. Ta'ta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu. B'nei avla la'anoto. Ka'asher barishona. We're now going to study the 70, or connect to the 72 names of God. The way we do that is letter by letter, we add the root vowel and say the name, the letter with its root vowel. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe akaa kaheta hezayo alada laawa heheya yozala mebehe erio hekome. La awa kalayo la wawa pehe la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo awa me la ka be we wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he ame re he ya yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa ala are yo ashila me yo he wa he wa da nu yo. Hey, hey, she, ah, me, me. Nu, nu, ah, nu, yo, ta, me, be, hey, pe, wa, yo. Nu, me, me, yo, yo, la, hey, re, hey, me, ta, re. Wa, me, be, yo, hey, hey. Ah, nu, wa, me, hey, yo. Da, me, you, be. Me, nu, ko, ah, yo, ah, hey, be, wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. There are three names connected to the 72 names that also connect to the energy of 5778. And I'll remind you that the energy of 5778 is the energy of bowing, the time to bow so we can walk with Hashem. The three names that are in the chart, name number 13, Yozalah, Yud Zayin Lamed, has the energy of heaven on earth. Name number 14, Membet Hey, Mebe Hey, has the energy of Farewell to Arms. And name number 30, Awame, Aleph Vav Mem, has the energy of building bridges. And we learn from this connection in this meditation that by building bridges with them among people, we cause people to stop their conflicts, we cause them to stop wars, we cause them to bring Shalom Bayit into their homes. And this is the path to bringing heaven down to earth by building bridges among people that cause the conflicts to be diminished. This is bringing heaven down to earth. We're now going to connect to the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And we will do so in the same manner. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a ame me be shi la yo he anu a kameta e he yo anu da la he wa he me ya yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi ya yo re ta shi ya he re la yo wa wa me re yo be wa he re yo yo la la he he ta a ko me nu da anu yo he me he 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 wa me re he a ayo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la e a re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi ala me nu he a nu wa te a me la he pe a yo nu ka o me yo re la he be he re za re we wa he be yo a he ala wa me za yo da he be me ka to ala a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. There's one name in this chart. It's in the same location, the same letters, the same name as in the 72 names of God. It's name number 30, Aleph Vav Mem, Awame, the energy of which is building bridges. And this is teaching us how important it is to build bridges by duplicating the effort by doubling up the name. It's teaching us how important building bridges is so that we can say farewell to arms and reduce wars and conflicts. And we can eventually bring heaven down to earth. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 27th day of Tishrei, Rabbi Nosson Tzvi ben Rabbi Yerachmiel Moshe Kinnick, Rabbi Rabbeinu Yitzhak HaZaken Bar Shmuel, known as the Ri HaZaken of the Ba'alai Tosafot. These are sages who lived in France just past the time of Rashi. Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Shor and Rabbi Eliezer Rokeach of Amsterdam, known as the Maaseh Rokeach. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Tonight we are going to have a Zohar class from the Parasha of Noach. It's going to be section 8, The handout can be found on the first row of the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the right-hand column. When you open that up, we'll scroll down to the landing page for Noah, Parashat Noah. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to Section 8, the title of which is Hashem Did That Which He Devised. And then you open up Section 8. We'll start at Pasuk 46, and we'll start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkin Tebit Hilu Urchimu Hilu Hilu Urchimu Le'yachta L'shem Yud Hei Bavav Hei Yichuda Shilin B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Konenehu Rabbi Elazar Azval Legabeya De Rabbi Yose De Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakonia Chamo Kewan De Chama Leya Atkin Leya Tosita De Kom Rabbi Maton De Kofad The Tivu El Chamo Afshar Deshamata Deshamat Me'avucha Haidiktiv Asa Hashem Asher Zamam Bitsa Amrato Asher Tziva Mime Kedem. The translation. Rabbi Elazar went over to Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Shimon, the son of Lakunya, his father-in-law. As soon as he saw him, he spread carpets over planks of wood and prepared a canopy under which they both sat. His father-in-law asked him if by any chance he had learned from his father the meaning of the verse, Hashem has done that which he devised. He has performed his word and that he commanded in the days of old. This is a verse from Echa. And as we know, Echa means lamentations. It's about the Tisha B'Av. My commentary, it's about the destruction of the temple, to be clear. My commentary. Clearly, this pasuk serves the purpose of preparing the subject and the discussion of this section. Pasuk 47. Amar leya ha'okmuha havraya beitza emrato devaza porpik radileya Asher tziva mime kedem deha porkira Pakid la meinun yomei kadma ae Ilae uv yoma deit charev be mikdesha Bazala begin deha Por pira ihi ikara dilei vetikuna dilei uvazba leya. The translation. He answered, our friends have already explained it. He has performed his word. Also he tore his hem, the meaning of this phrase, he performed his word, can also be translated that he tore his hem. Means that he ripped his precious cloak. That he commanded in the days of old means that his cloak that he commanded from the supernal days of old meaning from the Sephirot of the Partsuf of Atik, called Days of Old. On the day the temple was destroyed, he ripped his cloak, for it is his glory and perfection, namely Malchut, which is called the glory of Hashem. And it is his perfection because throughout it, he perfects himself with the Mochin of the illumination of Chachma. And he ripped it. Means that the first nine Sephirot left her, and only the tenth remained. My commentary is these are really code words explaining how Atik relates to the other Sephirot. Pasuk 48. Amar le'asa Hashem asher zamam deki malka chashiv li'avasha li'ibno ad la'yetun l'mech te'amar le'ya l'malka de'hawa le'ya man yikar u'kol yomava Yahil Aleya Delight Bar Bahava Mistakel Beya Tatakin Beno Leo Min Atabreya Yargis Leya Lemalka Natal Malka Uman Yakar Ud far le lachada udiktiv Asa Hashem asher zamam. The translation. He asks, Hashem has done that which he devised. Is this the way of a king to devise evil against his children, even before they have sinned? And he answers him, it is like a king who has a precious vessel and was constantly afraid that it might one day break. So he used to watch it by keeping it under his eye. One day his son came along and made the king angry. So the king took his precious vessel and smashed it. That is why it says, that which he devised. My commentary. This Zohar is troubling. Hashem does not change. He only shares. So what does it mean that he, Hashem, has done that which he devised? The discussion is about the flood that destroyed the world. Did Hashem do this? If he only does this, then he would know that too much water would destroy, and that is not sharing. The essence of this pasuk is that the vessel, devised the world of physicality as a method of removing bread of shame. Thus, the flood was caused by people's negative actions, and that is what it means that Hashem, the vessel, destroyed what he had devised, the physical world. Pasuk 49.
Kachatse min yoma deit bene be miakdisha Hawaku chabarichu mistakal beya vechaviv Aleya sage wachawa dachil Alayhu di Israel di eseton Vayicharev be'matisha v'kein b'kozina t'chawate l'gabei be'matisha hawa l'beish ha'hu porspira levatar t'garmu chovin.
Priyargizu kame malka itharav be makdusha uvaza hahiyo kurpi rahainu dikti vasa shemasher zamam baitsa emrato. Translation. Come and see. From the day the temple was built, the Holy One, blessed be He, used to watch it because it was very precious to Him. And He used to worry that Israel might sin and cause the temple to be destroyed. So every time He came to the temple, He wore a precious mantle, meaning that He mated with Malchut. But when Israel sinned and made the king furious, the temple was destroyed, and He tore His cloak apart. That is the meaning of Hashem has done that which He has devised. He tore His hem. My commentary. Look to my commentary on Pasuk 48 to know what destroyed the temple, which is what is here in the method of the temple's destruction. The world by water and the temple by fire. The world because people did not share, and the temple because people did not pray with passion. What are you doing to correct these earlier mistakes that you made, as well as I made, in earlier reincarnations? Pasuk 50. Hai amrato bekad meta yatva barosh amir behaita tru itra lresha beilana elchanav vayhim imekedem vaday ukdenatzivu. Kame ya bevate berai avadai behen erailam tzaku chotza. The translation. His hem, the Hebrew word is imrato, as mentioned here refers to Malchut, which was sitting before on the top of the tree. The Hebrew word is Amir. And the king crowned himself with it and had before him a beautiful tree, the tree of the souls before they come into this world. And now after the destruction of the temple, he tore her, meaning that the upper nine sephirot left Malchut, and only the light of Nefesh remained there. So now after the destruction, there is sadness before him all over, in the external houses, but not in the internal ones. As the verse reads, behold, the valiant one shall cry without. That is, only external ones will cry. My commentary. One of the messages in this pasuk is our bodies are sad and our souls are happy. It is important for our souls to control our bodies. And that means we need to constantly remember to be happy. Pasuk 51. Vayikra Adonai tzevaot bayom ahu v'gomer chaynu v'zamna deitcharev v'mikmatisha aval b'zimna Achara layit chedva kame kutsha brichu zimna deit avidu tzayave alma v'inun yargizu kameya ahidiktivu vavod rishayim raina became the called Arav Dara Tehiyavidina bechaviyave. Alma chedva v'tushpachta. Kame kudsha barichu. And on that day, Hashem Tzevaot called to weeping, to mourning, to baldness, and to girding with sackcloth. This means that only on that day, when the temple was destroyed, did he call for weeping and mourning. But aside from that day, there is no greater joy for the Holy One, blessed be he, than when the wicked of the world who provoke him are removed from this world. As it is written, and when the wicked perish, there is joy. So in each generation, when judgment is executed on the wicked people, there is joy and songs before the Holy One, blessed be he. My commentary. This is a troubling pasuk. Hashem, the Creator, does not exhibit joy when the evil people are destroyed, since it lengthens the process. Hashem, the vessel, does exhibit joy when evil is destroyed, and that is a character trait that the vessel needs to change within itself. Pasuk 52. Ve'ite mahataninan Tilechet batame kudshabarichu Tadihu avid dikdina Bechayavaya Ela tachatze bishata Tehit aved dina Bechayavaya Chedva v'tush v'chan Chameya al de'ita vidu Me alma v'hane mile Ad mata ha'huzina Yorish lon v'latavan V'gabeya mito michovayhu Aval yitaved V'hodina ad la mata Zimnaihu Dila ishtalim Kovaihu keda kilo shalem Avon v'haemori Ad hinehena keden let Het vakameya Uvaish kameya Al v'itavidu. The translation, and if you claim that we learn that there is no joy before the Holy One, blessed be he, when he passes his judgment on the sinners, come and see. When judgment is delivered on the wicked, there is joy and exaltation before him, because they are removed from this world. But when is there joy? When the time that he has waited for them to repent is over, and they have not returned to him from sinning. But if judgment is delivered on them before their time has come, and the measures of their sin has not yet been completed, it is as it is written, the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet full, and there still is a chance that they may repent. Thus there is no joy, and there is grief before him because of their destruction. My commentary. The verse is clear as written. Also look to the commentary on Pasuk 51. Pasuk 53. Ze'ite ma'ihu ad la mato zimnaihu Amai avid behodina elainun garmin Bisha legar maihu, teha kutsha barichu, lavid behodina, Adla matazimnaihu. Ela begindi mishtachat pei. Behadaihu di Yisrael. Leava shalonu gin. Kach avid bechodina. Yovid lo nealma. Bilazina vedahu. The Avish Kameya Ugin Tacha Avar Bitraim Biyama Yoved Sanedchon The Israel Bimei Hoshafat The Kain Kulhod Vitaha Beginei Chon Yet Israel Itavidu Pilazimna. The translation. But you might ask, if their time has not come yet, then why should judgment be delivered on them? Because it is they who inflict the punishment on themselves. As the Holy One, blessed be He, would never punish them before their time has come. Because they associate with Israel in an effort to harm them, He passes His judgment on them and entirely removes them from the world before their time is up. And now there is grief before Him, for He destroyed them before their time. This is also the reason why He drowned the Egyptians in the sea and destroyed the enemies of Israel in the days of Jehoshaphat. They were all destroyed before their time because they harmed Israel. My commentary. This would also apply to the Germans and also to the Persians and ISIS or ISIL today. We need to understand that killing to remove any human being is a character flaw in the vessel and needs to be changed. Pasuk 54. Ava okad ishtalem zimna diorich lalon vilatavu kidein hedva v'tushvachta kameya al de'itavidu me alma bar mezimna Yitcharev be mi makdisha Firaf al gav di ishtalem Zina dilchom di argizu Kameya lal hava Edva kameya Umahahu Zina lahava edva The translation. So only when the time that he waits for them is completed and they do not mend their ways is their destruction a cause for joy and exaltation before him. The only exception was the time when the temple was destroyed. Because even though their time was for angering him had expired, there was no joy before him. From that time onward, there has been happiness neither above nor below. My commentary is to see my earlier comments and earlier pasukim in this section. That's the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? So, class tomorrow at 4:30 will be a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock will be a... Tikkuni Zohar class. I hope you'll join us. Does anyone have any questions? I bid you all a good night, a night filled with peace. Shalom bayit.
Shalom.
Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you. Shalom.
Thank you.